Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Avi Heller, and together we will be studying the Masechet of Megillah. This series is a project of the Orthodox Union Synagogue Services Department, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We find ourselves on the very last line of Megillah Daf Bet Amud Aleph. That's the first page of the tractate. And what we've been talking about is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that once upon a time, when the rabbis enacted the calendar and the Jewish people were living and had sovereignty in the land of Israel, that you could read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th of Adar. But later on, when that calendar ceased, the poor people needed to know when Purim was and not to be confused about the date, so that they could know when their tzedakah was coming, both for Purim and for Pesach. And so they enacted that the Megillah only be read on the 14th for unwalled cities and the 15th for walled cities. We're continuing that discussion with Rav Ashi. This is a very tangential point, and I'm going to go through it a little quickly just because I don't want to dwell on it too much. It's not essential to the sugya, at least it doesn't seem to be in my eyes. It is the bottom line of Daf Bet Amud Aleph, six words from the end of the line. Rav Ashi, who was a last generation Amora, so almost at the end of the Gemara, right before the Gemara was finished, Kashaleid Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. He has a problem with this statement in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says something later on in our Masechta that seems to contradict it, which we'll see in a moment. Flipping the page, we are now officially on Amud Bet. Umokim la labraita. So he establishes this opinion about needing to have Purim on the right day for the sake of the poor people. Kirbi Yosi bar Yehuda. He says that that was the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, the son of Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't have any source for this. He, in a way, is just making it up, which we're going to discuss in a minute. Now here's the discussion. Umi amar Rabbi Yehuda, Reish Yud, on the second line, it stands for Rabbi Yehuda. Umi amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bizman hazeh, hoil umistaklimba, ein korina ta'ala bizmana. How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said that in these days, after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, since the poor people are looking for their tzedakah, we no longer read it except for on the 14th and the 15th? How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda said that? Uramini, I will give you a contradiction. In the next Mishnah, which is just a couple dapim from now, we have another teaching in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ematai, when is it true that you can read on multiple days? Makom shenichnasin basheni v'chamishi. In a place where you have a city and there are outlying villages and they come in on a market day, we called it a Yom HaKnisa, a day of a gathering when the courts and the markets were open, in a place where people would come in from the countryside to the city on Monday and Thursday, that's when you have this whole discussion about sometimes you can read the Megillah earlier for the people who live in the villages. Aval makom she'ein nichnasin basheni v'chamishi, but if you have a place where you don't have villagers outside the city, ein korino te'ela bizmana, then you can only read it in its proper time, which means, again, the 14th for unwalled cities, the 15th for walled cities. So Rabbi Yehuda is limiting these earlier days of the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th to circumstances that warrant that. Makom shenichnasin basheni v'chamishi, but if you're living in a city that has outlying villagers who come in on Monday and Thursday, miha karinan, then they still would read it on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. So Rabbi Yehuda can't be of the opinion. And then the Gemara continues, va'afilu bizmanazeh, even in these days. So Rabbi Yehuda can't be of the opinion that nowadays, in this later era of the Gemara, that we only read on the 14th and the 15th for the sake of the poor people. According to this opinion, as long as you're living in a city where there are villagers who live outside, you should be able to read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Because of that, the next line, I'm now 2, 4, 6, 8, 8th line down from the top, umokim la. Rav Ashi established it, the Braita, that we saw in the last Amud, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. He said that teaching that only the poor that it's because of the poor people we only read on the 14th and the 15th is Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Umishum de kashale Rabbi Yehuda, and because he has a problem with one of Rabbi Yehuda's opinions with the other Rabbi Yehuda opinions, mokim lo lebraisa k'Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Sorry, I read that incorrectly. Let's do that line again. This is the Gemara's attack question on him. We know that he established one like Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda and one like Rabbi Yehuda to avoid the contradiction. Now the Gemara is going to attack him. Umishum de kashile de Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda, mokim la labraisa ke Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Because you have a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to establish the braisa like Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. What evidence do you have for that? What source do you have for that? You can't just change it because it's inconvenient for you. The Gemara is attacking Rav Ashi's emendation. So Rav Ashi answered. Rav Ashi has an answer. Shmiyale de'ika detani la k'Rabbi Yehuda. I heard that there were some people that were ascribing this brisa to Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'ika detani la k'Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. And there were some people that were saying it was Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. So there were two versions floating around. Umidekashale de Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. And since if I establish it like Rabbi Yehuda, he will be contradicting himself. Based on that other teaching, Amar man detani la k'Rabbi Yehuda lav davka. The one I said, the person, man means who, detani la, who has taught it, k'Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, lav davka, is not accurate. Man, the one, detani la k'Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, but the one who is teaching it, like Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, davka, that's the one that's accurate. So Rav Ashi says, I do in fact have a source. There were two versions of it, and I was just telling you which version was the more accurate one. That ends our first sugya. In the Gemara, you'll see that there's two dots. It's about 12 lines down from the top. And that ends the sugya. What we've done now is discussed one section of the Mishnah. So now what we do, and this is the Gemara's general approach, we return to the Mishnah, we'll cite a small section from the Mishnah, and the Gemara will discuss it. So the section from the Mishnah that we want to discuss now is the next lines, Krachim hamukafim choma, cities that are surrounded by a wall, Mimot Yoshua bin Nun, Korin b'chamisha asar, those walled cities read on the 15th. So that's the part of the Mishnah that we're going to discuss now. And the Gemara asks a similar question to what it asked at the very beginning of the Masechta, Minna Hanemile, how do you know this is true? Now, in particular, what it wants to know is, how do you know that walled cities read on the 15th? Does it ever say in the Megillah, and short answer is, it does not say in the Megillah, that walled cities read on the 15th. So how do you know? What's your source? Amar Rava. Rava says, the Amar Kra, it says in the Megillah. Now this Megillah, this is now a pasuk in the Megillah, again the 9th chapter. And what it says is, Al Kain, therefore, Hayehudim HaPerazim, the Jews who are scattered, that is, who live in the countryside, Hayoshevim Biare HaPrazot, who live in the scattered cities, they read it on the 14th. So what he wants to say is, in the Megillah, it establishes that the 14th is the day when people who don't live in walled cities read it. So he now is going to make a logical deduction. Mide perazim be'arba'asar, since the other cities that are not walled read it on the 14th, mukafin b'chamishasar, so I just can deduce then that the one date that's left is the 15th. That must be when the walled cities do it. Now the Gemara is going to ask a number of questions, and I think these are all great questions. And the Gemara is very thorough. It looks into basically all the possibilities. Ve'ema, I could say, Prazim bi'arba'asar, maybe the unwalled cities read on the 14th, mukafin klal klal lo, and the walled cities don't read it at all. They don't have to celebrate Purim. They don't have to read the Megillah. It's a strange assumption, and the Gemara doesn't like it either. V'lav Yisrael ninhu? Aren't they Jews? They're Israelites. If they're Israelites, they have to keep Purim. The Ode, moreover, in the Megillah, it says, Mehodu viad kush k'tiv. It's written that Ahasuerus's empire went from India until Ethiopia, and all of those people agreed, all the Jews in those areas agreed that they would keep this dictate of Mordechai and Esther and the men of the Great Assembly to keep Purim. So the people in Shushan should have to keep it too. Perhaps there was an assumption that the 15th was only for Shushan, not for walled cities in general, but only for Shushan, and so maybe the Jews of Shushan were exempted. But the Gemara rejects that possibility. The Ema, I'm on the first word of the line. I am now 2, 4, 6 lines up from where the wines get wider. The Ema Prazim Ba'ar Besar, maybe the unwalled city is on the 14th. Mukafim Ba'ar Besar Uvachamisar. Maybe the walled cities have to do Purim twice, on the 14th and the 15th. After all, they fought for 2 days. Maybe they need to keep 2 days of Purim. Kidichtiv, as it says in the Megillah, Lihiyot Osim et Yom Arba'a Asar L'Chodesh Adar, that they should do, this is again in the 9th chapter of the Megillah, that they should do the 14th day of the month of Adar, V'et Yom Chamisha Asar Bo, and also the 15th day. So it says 14 and 15, maybe they have to keep both days, B'chol Shana, in every year. So the Gemara answers, I hava ketiv, had it written, et yom arba asar v'chamisha asar, if it had said the 14th and 15th day, kidika amart, then it would be as you said. You see the root of amar in there. It will be like you said. In other words, they'd have to keep both days. Hashta, now, dichtiv, that it's written, et yom arba asar, the 14th day, the et yom chamisha asar, and the 15th day. I'm now at the beginning of the first wide line. Ata et, that et comes, upsik, and it puts a comma or a stop in front of it. In other words, the 14th and the 15th are separated. They are separate clauses. Hane be'arba asar, these guys in the unwalled cities do it on the 14th. Vahane, and these guys in the walled cities, b'chamisha asar, they do it on the 15th. Ve'ema, the Gemara keeps going, perhaps prazim be'arba asar, perhaps the unwalled cities are on the 14th, mukafin, and the walled cities have a choice. Iba'u, if they want, be'arba asar, they could do it on the 14th. Iba'u, if they want, b'chamisar, they could do it on the 15th. They get to choose. They're not going to do it both days, but they could choose which day. Amar Kra, but the Megillah says, Bizman Nehem. We talked about this at some length in our first class, that Rabbi Yochanan learned Bizman Nehem to learn all the different days. Here we're going to use a different teaching. Zmano Shel Zeh, Lo Zmano Shel Zeh. We learned earlier, actually not from Zmanihem, but from Zmanam, that the days have to be separate. That the walled cities have to have one day, and the unwalled cities have to have another day. Lo Zmano Shel Zeh, Lo Zmano Shel Zeh. Their times cannot overlap. Finally, the Gemara keeps going, V'ema B'Telesar, maybe the people in walled cities should keep it on the 13th. After all, we noticed that the 13th is a day, we called it a day when everyone had gathered to fight, and we said that that was a day that you could read the Megillah because it was a day when everyone had gathered to fight the Jewish enemy. So maybe the 13th is the day on which walled cities should read the Megillah. Now here, Rashi and some other sources add an additional word, Kidimishaninan Kishushan. They add in the word, well, we should teach it like Shushan. The walled city should be like Shushan. Shushan, we know, celebrated on the 15th day, so therefore walled cities will celebrate on the 15th day as well. The Gemara has one last question, and this is coming out of left field, something we hadn't thought about at all. We can divide the mitzvot of Purim into two types. Ashkechan Asiya, okay, we have found, you've proved to me, that all of the doing mitzvot of Purim, that is, giving mishloach manot and giving matanot levyonim, gifts to the poor, and celebrating with the suda, all of those things have to be done on the 15th if you're in a walled city, and the 14th if you're in an unwalled city. Zechira minalan, but how do you know that remembering, now reading the Megillah is called remembering. So we have one set of mitzvot that are celebrating, we call those the doing mitzvot, and one mitzvah, the reading of the Megillah, that is the remembering mitzvah. So we quote the Megillah, fourth wide line, at the beginning, Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, Vayamima Eila, these days of Purim, Nizkarim v'na'asim, they will be remembered and they will be done. So the Gemara understands Nizkarim to mean reading the Megillah, v'na'asim, and na'asim means to do the mitzvot of Purim. Itkash zechira la'asiya, we have a hekesh, which is a Talmudic way of putting together, like gluing together the idea of remembering and doing so that they have to go together. And since they have a hekesh between them, they are put together, they both have to be done on the same day. I will just add one thing. There is a weird thing that can happen occasionally in Yerushalayim called Purim Mishulash, where the observances of Purim are scattered over Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. And when you have a Purim Mishulash, you actually do separate these, which is an interesting topic to discuss, since the Gemara here seems to say that that should not be done. Anyway, we are more than halfway, or about halfway through this Amud. We have one more installment. Have a wonderful day.